brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So I am struggling with some family issues. About 2 years ago, actually 3 years ago now, my work offered me a promotion in which I had to move about 400 miles from where I currently was living. And at that time, I didn't know what to do with the house. We'd only owned it a year. So some of my family members, my wife's sisters, decided they wanted to rent the house from us. Well, it turned into 2 years later, they hadn't paid rent on time once in a year. They were 2 months behind on rent, and they had trashed the house. And we're just trying to struggle with, like, family gatherings are awkward, and, you know, like...
Oh, I can help you with
what
that.
What do we do? Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
It's not their fault. You put two wild, wicked, young, single women into your rental house, and then you're shocked they tore it up while they weren't paying rent and you did nothing about it.
Yep.
Your fault. Not their fault. They just is what they is.
Yeah.
Where's wife?
You knew what they were when you let them move in there, didn't you?
I was.
You knew this was stupid when you did it, didn't you?
Yeah. My wife couldn't understand the thought of her sisters doing this to us, so she was very firm that they wouldn't hurt us in this way.
Yeah, she's delusional.
Yeah.
She knew they were crazy, too. You knew they were wild as buck, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. So you just turned your dadgum thing into a sorority house.
So has your sister not called her sisters? I mean, your wife not called her sisters?
The ones that would never do this?
She has talked with her sisters, but they just act like they act like nothing has happened, nothing's wrong, that they didn't destroy this house that was, you know, something that we had worked hard to get to.
So what does your wife say? Does she say they destroyed it, or is she in denial too?
No, she's not in denial. She's on board, but she's on board with it now. But she's also like, how do we go to Christmas and spend time with the family and then be like, oh, we're not getting you guys gifts because you owe us $2,000 in back rent and the $6,000 or $8,000 in damages that we had to do to get the house livable again, because we ended up moving back into the house.
Okay, let me change gears a minute. I was picking on you, but it's also the way you go to Christmas is you take responsibility for this. It is your fault. That's how you go to Christmas. You quit blaming them. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
The day they were late the first time, you should have moved them. If you're in one of my rental properties and you don't pay your rent, you know what we do? We evict your butt. If we go over and do an inspection, which we do monthly or every 2 months on every single residential property, we walk through it. If a cat lives there or you're partying, we evict your butt. You're not tearing up my property. That's called landlording.
Yeah.
Y'all did not landlord. You didn't collect your rent, and you didn't manage your property. You stood back and watched two wild, crazy women tear up your stuff and did nothing about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly what happened. I mean, you suck as a landlord, dude.
Yeah. It wasn't originally the plan when we bought the house. It was just my work.
I get all that, but you're asking me how you heal the relationships, but you're blaming somebody for being who they is. You already know who they is.
So
they're irresponsible party animal sorority girls who don't give a crap about anybody, and you brought them in as a tenant, and then you're shocked that they're irresponsible party girls who don't give a crap about anybody, who happens to be kin to me.
Yeah, and it wasn't even partying. It was more like people with mental health issues like depression, and they couldn't keep the house clean. And
no, they didn't keep the house clean. They could, but they didn't. Depressed people clean houses all the time. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
If they're getting evicted, if they don't, they suddenly magically clean the house.
So what's your plan moving forward? Have you evicted them from the house?
Yes, about a year ago, this all started 3 years ago. A year ago, my work offered me an opportunity to work from home, and I said, okay, I'm going to move back into this house.
So are you back in it?
So that I, Yes, I am.
Okay, so it's all fixed and it's all in the rearview mirror. So the only question now is you lost the money and you think you're going to get it. Ha ha, you're not getting it.
I would eat it.
Forget it. Walk away. Forgive and forget. They is who they is. We love them. I've got relatives that vote wrong. I love them anyway. They vote for the wrong people.
Okay.
I just don't understand, but I love them anyway. I got relatives that do other stupid things, and I love them anyway. But they're not renting my dadgum house either.
Yeah.
And so I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be tough on you, but the way sometimes that I can put something that's been done to me in the rearview mirror is when I realize how much of it I allowed to happen to me. Or I invited to happen to me. Therefore, I take responsibility for the situation as much as the goobers. The goobers are just goobers. It's what they are. And it's, it's sad, but I mean, you know, they're not going to ever be anything else. You're in a dream world if you think they're going to walk up at Christmas and go, you know, I'm really sorry. Here's a $2,000 check for the back rent and $5,000 for the damage. And we really are so sorry we messed up. The day that happens, I will turn blue. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, and they haven't even had a job since they
of course
moved
not.
Out of the house. One of them had a job for 4 months, and they're living in my in-laws' basement now doing the exact
Hold on. Here's the deal. You shouldn't even know where they live. Now you're keeping tabs on them. They're still living rent-free. They just moved from their house to your head. Let them go do their life, right?
Yeah.
And you and your wife decide, hey, it costs us $7,000 to get back here. We learned a lesson.
You're looking for justice, and there is none.
Yeah, not going to have it anymore. We're going to move on with our lives.
There's no justice.
And maybe y'all don't do Christmas presents. That's fine. That's a decision y'all would make. I wouldn't do it as retribution or like keep some sort of, when they're 68 years old, you can be like, hey, y'all finally paid off the tab. So here's a Christmas dish. Yeah,
we've been doing it at 250 a year.
We're just not going to do it
anymore. It's been 10 years. You're back even again.
Is that work for y'all?
Yeah.
It's.
I hate it for you, man.
I'm sorry you went through this, but it was your expectations and your lack of management that made the situation bizarre happen and made it worse. And so, you could have limited the damage after you did it. You could have stopped it from ever happening if you'd have just stood up and said, no, of course not. You can't live in our house. No, you don't pay bills and you tear up stuff. Of course not. No.
Yep.
I mean, we all have relatives. We all have friends that we love at a greater distance than living in our own home. You know? You go over there somewhere and be you.
Shocked somebody the other day telling them, two of my closest friends on the planet, my oldest friends, who would lay down in traffic for me, I wouldn't hire them. They're terrible employees. They're amazing, like, long-term friends. I would never hire them. Right. And both of those things can coexist. I can love people, but you can't live in my house.
Yeah.
Right.
That's exactly right. So, Noah, that lesson learned.
Or you can live in my house for a year and I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
If you put the word family in front of dysfunctional, it doesn't change dysfunctional. It just magnifies it. Mm. And so, you know, you got dysfunctional and then you got family dysfunctional, which is like 10x. And so all you did was just ask for that to not existing dysfunction was apparent to you and your wife. You ignored it and went ahead anyway. There's a proverb says a wise man sees trouble and turns. A fool goes forward and suffers for it. I have been a fool a time or two. That's why I'm so passionate about this. I see something. I know better. I go forward anyway and I suffer for it. And that's exactly what happened to y'all. And I'm so sorry. But good news is you never have to do it again. Listen to your brain. It's talking to you. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.